Friday on TTIF, it's a house full of Urkels. In Carl's nightmare about the future.
Laura marries Steve Urkel?
All new Family Matters.
Eat him up.
Then, the wildest things happen when the kids are left home alone.
Just won $680.
Let it
rock! All new Boy Meets World on TGIF Friday.
When this man. Boy meets world. Man. Man.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Man Meets World podcast. I am your host, Brandon, the man that is meeting the world. This episode, we're going to talk about season 1, episode 7 of Boy Meets World, an episode titled Grandma Was a Rolling Stone. But before we get to that, there are a few things I need to get out of the way. First, I have no new iTunes reviews to read on the air. Every episode of Man Meets World, I beg for reviews. And I tell you the same thing. I will read them, whether good, whether bad, whether ugly, I will read them on the air. I will shout out anything you want me to shout out. Do you have a podcast of your own? I will plug your podcast. Do you want me to shout out your Twitter handle so you get new followers? Or maybe not new followers? I will do that. All you need to do is go to iTunes, do a search for Man Meets World, and write a review. I have several so far. Most of them positive. Only one negative. Jeremy Peep 93, I have not forgotten. But most of them are positive. Most of them are 4 or 5 stars. And if you listen to this podcast regularly, you know that I love myself some 5-star iTunes reviews. So, no new reviews to read on the air, but please fix that. Go to iTunes, leave one, so I can have something to read on the air for episode 8. Now, the second thing I need to discuss. In episode 5, I asked a trivia question. I asked, what was the question that stumped Corey Matthews in the Geography Bee? Nobody made an attempt to answer on Twitter, except one person. A man, a myth, a legend, who goes by the Twitter handle at Fanslem, that is at FANSLEM, so if you're not following him, please do so. He's the only one who reached out to me, who tweeted at me about the trivia question. He said, dude, the trivia question is too hard. But he followed that up with a challenge. He said, anybody who even guesses, right or wrong, anybody who makes an attempt to answer the trivia question, he will follow you. And guess what? Nobody made an attempt still. People were too afraid. People were too intimidated by the trivia question. So then, last time in episode 6, I issued a challenge of my own. I said, if you tweet me a guess, just a guess, not only will at Fanslem follow you, but I will also follow you. And the first person to get the question correct will get a song written all about them. And I've only done that once before in the history of Man Meets World, and it was about the love of my life, Topanga Lawrence. So I do not write songs just about anybody. But I said, if you got the trivia question correct, I would write a song about you. And guess what? Crickets. Nobody made an attempt. So, I have to say, I think the trivia question was too hard, because I know there are people out there listening. Because they tell me on Twitter. They leave reviews on iTunes. I have people who are subscribing to the podcast. So I'm assuming, since they're subscribing, the episodes are downloading, and they are listening. But nobody made an attempt. So I have decided to retire the trivia question. I'm going to play you the scene right now from season 1, episode 5 of Boy Meets World. Again, the episode was titled Killer Bees. This is the scene where Corey Matthews was asked the question in the Geography Bee and got it incorrect.
Question 3. Name the indigenous peoples of Tierra del Fuego.
Who are the Yugans?
It is unnecessary to phrase your answer in the form of a question.
Sorry.
Contestant 4, what is the primary export of the Tuamotus?
Are these guys working from a different globe? I believe that would be copra.
Thank you. And contestant 5, to whom do they belong?
To whom does who belong?
The Tuamotus. Of what country are they a possession?
Did you know that Hawaii used to be called the Sandwich Islands, which were named after the Earl of Sandwich who discovered peanut butter and jelly?
I'm sorry, the answer is France.
So, my trivia question was, what is the question that stumps Corey Matthews, the Geography Bee? And the answer is, what country owns the two emotives? So nobody made an attempt. So the only person who got involved, like I said, was at Fanslum. So this means next time on Man Meets World in episode 8, at Fanslum, I'm writing a song all about you. Congratulations, sir. Now, this does not mean the trivia questions are going away. I have decided that going forward, we're going to have a new segment at the end of each episode called Boy Meets World Trivia. Boy Meets World Trivia. That little jingle, by the way, was to the tune of Rocky Loves Emily. Rocky Loves Emily from the cinematic classic Three Ninjas. Which is funny because Rocky is my all-time favorite movie and Emily is the name of my wife. Aww. By the way, if you have not seen Three Ninjas, stop listening to this podcast, watch it, then come back and finish this episode, because it is a classic. And if you have time after you watch Three Ninjas, watch the sequel, Three Ninjas Kick Back. And if you like bad movies that are so bad they are good, watch the third one, Three Ninjas Knuckle Up. And if you like movies that are so bad that they are just bad, watch the fourth one, which is called something like High Noon Mountain or some crap. All you need to know is that it stars Hulk Hogan. Yeah, exactly. Enough said. So at the end of this episode, we will have the premiere segment of Boy Meets World Trivia. And I'm going to try my best to make the trivia questions easier going forward. Now, the last thing I want to discuss before we jump into the episode is the status of Girl Meets World. I've had people ask me, do I watch it? Am I going to cover it on this podcast? I've seen a few random episodes, but I do not watch regularly. I feel like I know everything that's going on in the show because of Twitter and me reading various things online. However, I do not watch regularly. Will I cover it on this podcast? I plan to. I figure I should be done rewatching all Boy Meets World episodes in about 6 years. So once I have reached the conclusion of my all-time favorite television show, I'm then going to move on to its follow-up, Girl Meets World, which means I'll be watching most of those episodes for the first time, and I feel like I'll be able to give a unique perspective on that series based on my fandom of Boy Meets World, my age, and et cetera, et cetera. But that is a long ways down the road. I do want to discuss, though, the future of that show, because the future is apparently in doubt. There is a chance that the Disney Channel will be canceling the show. Most Disney Channel series only run a certain amount of seasons, and Girl Meets World are about to conclude that amount of seasons, I believe 4 seasons. Now, this is puzzling to me because Girl Meets World, it's its highest rated show. Why in the world would they cancel it? Makes no sense to me, but apparently that is the thing to do over at Disney Channel. There's been a petition online to try to get it moved even from Disney Channel to Freeform, which is formerly ABC Family, and is all in the same family because Disney owns ABC, Freeform, and Disney Channel, obviously. So that would make sense, but the future's in doubt. And the cast members seem unsure of what is going on. And speculation has been fueled even more because they just filmed the season finale, possibly the series finale, which was a big reunion of a who's who from Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World. So people are afraid of what's going to happen to the show. I personally would love to see it continue. I think it would be a travesty to see it end. One of the best parts about Boy Meets World is seeing the growth of the characters. We saw them from sixth grade through college. We saw them deal with middle school issues like losing a geography bee, to teenage issues like domestic abuse and teenage drinking and relationships, to adult issues like marriage. So to rob Girl Meets World's characters of that type of growth and that type of storytelling, I think would be a real shame. But we shall see what happens. I'm hoping for the best for the show, though. Now it is time to move on and talk about Boy Meets World Season 1, Episode 7, an episode titled Grandma Was a Rolling Stone. It originally aired on November 12th, 1993.
Collecting snails?
Yeah, Mr. Feeney said we can take them off his flowers and use them for bait for when we all go fishing someday.
Fish don't eat snails.
Gee, I guess I was mistaken.
That rascally George Feeney manipulating sixth graders just to get snails off his darn flowers. So, after that exchange, Corey and Sean return to the Matthews backyard, and Alan decides he's going to give them a fishing lesson. He's going to show them how to cast their rod, and he has a bucket on the ground that he's using as a target. So he's trying to get his lure into the bucket, and he completely fails in doing so. So Feeney goes, "Would you like a fellow angler to help you out?" Feeney demonstrates it, and he does it perfectly. He gets the bucket dead on. And then he starts telling this long-winded, boring fishing story. Corey goes to Mr. Matthews, his father. "Why is Eric not going on the fishing trip this year?" And Dad is like, "Well, Eric's too concerned with girls to go this year." And Corey's like, "Well, what are you going to do when I stop going?" And you see Alan look over at Feeney, and he goes, "I guess I'll just be some guy alone in a fishing hat telling boring stories." And he completely freaks himself out when he realizes that his future is Feeney. Gotta be careful of my voice in that Feeney call. Whew. But it takes over my body. Takes full control. So anyways, in the next scene, we are in the Matthews living room, and Eric is coaching Morgan. He's trying to use his little sister to help him pick up girls. So he is teaching her lines like, "This is my brother Eric. He's so shy. Look at my cute brother." And with each line, Eric is rewarding her with a treat from a bowl. Now, Mrs. Matthews, Amy, she comes in the living room. She's like, "What are you doing?" But she finds it funny. And then they are interrupted by... it's
Grandma! Grandma is here! That is her car horn! They all run to the door! And Grandma is played by none other than the legendary Rue McClanahan, who you probably know best as Blanche on The Golden Girls. Rue McClanahan sadly passed away back in 2010, so she is no longer making TV, obviously, but she leaves behind her a long list of TV and movie appearances, and like I said, most notably, The Golden Girls. That Blanche, she was quite a vixen. Now, we quickly find out that Rue McClanahan is not your average grandmother. And we find that out because of the presents she buys her grandchildren. First, she gives Morgan a shrunken head. Second, she gives Eric a bullwhip. And she even brought a present to the parents. A package of dried cactus that, according to Grandma, keeps you regular as a diesel. It is at this time that Corey arrives home and he gets his present. A rookie card of none other than the legendary baseball player. I'm not going to tell you who, and you're going to find out why at the end of this episode. But he gets a rookie card of a very legendary baseball player. And then Grandma reveals her plans with the grandkids for the weekend. On Saturday, she's going to take Morgan shopping, followed by a trip to the auto show with Eric. And according to Grandma, there will be pretty hot babe sitting on top of the hot rods. And on Sunday, she's going to take Corey Matthews to get his rookie card signed by the man on that card. And Corey's like, how did you get this? And Grandma goes, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Or I spent $7 at a swap meet. You decide. And when Grandma goes, does this sound good to you? Getting this rookie card? Getting it signed? Corey delivers one of my favorite Corey lines. What are you, new? So in the next scene, it is already Saturday, and Grandma and Eric are just coming back from the auto show.
Oh, man, that was the best auto show ever. They had Bernie Capel and Jamie Farr right up there on the same stage. Where else are you going to get that?
Hey, Cor, check it out. Had the Lamborghini girl sign my arm.
Lamborghini girl? Eric, how can you even compare the Lamborghini girl
to insert name a famous baseball player here? So, this is a good scene that shows, one, the relationship between Grandma and her grandkids, and two, how truly obsessed Eric is with girls, and three, the difference in age between Corey and Eric. Their age difference is not dramatic, but when you are in sixth grade and you are in high school, mentally, emotionally, physically, that is a big difference. Corey is only concerned about his baseball card, and Eric is all about the ladies. So in the next scene, we have Mr. Feeney arriving, and he starts talking to Eric in what I think is a laugh-out-loud scene. And I love it for so many reasons, but especially because if you have watched Boy Meets World, then you know what the relationship between Feeney and Eric becomes. And this is our first real interaction in the series between only Feeney and Eric. I mean, Feeney!
Mr. Matthews, just the man I wanted to see.
Mr. Feeney?
Let me ask you. If one were entertaining a young woman, a young girl your age, how would he go about it?
Mr. Feeney, you dating a teenage girl?
Not since the Eisenhower administration. No, my niece is visiting for a few days. She's your age. She'll need to be entertained. And I thought that maybe you could help me out.
Look, I would love to meet your niece, Mr. Feeney, but see, I got this really bad case of strep throat spreading down my lungs and, like, into my pancreas. So, as you can see, I'm completely strep.
Relax. I'm merely curious as to how a contemporary teenage girl entertains herself.
Oh, okay. Well, it's my experience that if they can't find a senior with a car, they'll settle for some gullible sophomore who's willing to empty his pockets on a dinner he can't really afford, a movie he doesn't want to see, and a door slammed in his face.
Somewhere in that brimming cup of bile, I heard dinner and a movie.
Yeah, see, dinner and movie is the premier form of dating entertainment, you know? Dinner, movie, movie, dinner, dinner, movie, movie.
A wonderfully rich tapestry of human experience.
Don't mock what I am, Mr. Feeney.
I had to hold in my laughter when I was recording that scene. I love the line from Eric. Mr. Feeney, you dating a teenage girl? Anyways, like I said, I think that scene is a good introduction to what their relationship will become. You know, this is years before Eric gives birth to the Feeney call. So in the next scene, Corey comes down the stairs to the kitchen. Amy is there baking. And Corey's like, where is Grandma? She should have been here 10 minutes ago. And Amy's like, how about you help me bake blueberry muffins while you wait? Eric comes into the kitchen. And he looks out the window. And you just hear him go, girl, girl, girl there. And he notices Feeney's niece for the first time. And to his disbelief, she is gorgeous. So then, for the second episode in a row, he does his weasel yell for Morgan. And he's like, weasel, what did I teach you? This is my brother, Eric. He's very shy. And he rushes her out to meet Carrie freaking Russell. Yes, we have two megastars in this episode. Blanche from the Golden Girls and now Carrie Russell, who is quite a looker to this day, and she has appeared on numerous things, most notably Felicity. That was her claim to fame back in the late 90s. And currently, she's on the hit television series, the critically acclaimed The Americans, which I have not seen, but everybody keeps telling me, you gotta watch this show. So, maybe I will. But, Carrie Russell is playing Mr. Feeney's niece. And, as you know, because you know what Carrie Russell looks like, she is quite the looker. So Eric uses Weasel. And, long story short, the three of them are going to the carnival. Meanwhile, Corey has made a lot of muffins. The kitchen is literally filled with trays of muffins. And Mrs. Matthews, God bless her, she's just trying to distract Corey and keep him busy. Corey realizes this. And he's like, what if something happened to Grandma? And Amy's like, Corey, you know, there's something you need to understand. And Corey then realizes, yeah, Grandma's not coming. So Amy has a brilliant idea. Call Sean and ask him to go bowling. So Corey calls Sean and
Oops, he forgot to tell him that he was not going on the fishing trip, so he showed up to the house. Now his father is out fishing with Sean, and Corey is devastated. Everybody's out having fun except him, including his father and best friend. He goes about his dad. He left me for the first available son. I'll be in the treehouse. Hold my calls. So in the next scene, Eric, Feeney's niece, aka Carrie Russell, and Morgan are back from the carnival. Corey's in his treehouse spying on them. And Eric and Carrie Russell have this exchange that I have to ask the question, does any high schoolers talk like this?
She's adorable.
She's not the only one.
Who's Graziella Terziana?
What?
The name that's written on your arm.
I can't stop every girl who wants to sign my body.
Oh, Mr. Charming.
I could loan you a pen.
And smart, too, using his little sister's date bait like that.
That obvious, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Big mistake?
Did I say that?
So I didn't have to work so hard.
Who said you had to work at all?
I mean, seriously, do any high schoolers talk like that? Is there any high schoolers that smooth and seductive? But anyways, Eric and Carrie Russell, they have this exchange, leads to a kiss, and as they are kissing, guess who arrives back home? None other than Alan and Sean. So, Eric and Carrie, they awkwardly stop kissing. They try to play it off all cool. Then Corey reveals himself in the treehouse. And when Eric goes, how long have you been up there for? Corey replies, long enough to see you swap spit with a feeny. Needless to say, the mood has been completely killed. And Carrie Russell goes inside the house after promising Eric that they will meet for another date tomorrow. Then Alan, Sean, Corey and Eric unite for a sort of awkward, creepy man moment.
She's related to Feeny?
Niece.
Nice.
Nice? She's beautiful. I mean, it's the most incredible girl I ever kissed.
Which puts her at the top of a list of what, two?
Look, making out is not a spectator sport.
What are you doing back from Baltimore, sir?
What is he doing back from Baltimore so early? By the way, Baltimore. Remember that city, ladies and gentlemen. Because that could be a clue for something coming up. But what is he doing back from Baltimore so early? Well, Grandma never showed up. And now Corey's like, I spent all day at home while my best friend was stealing my dad. And Sean's like, Corey, grow up. I wasn't stealing your dad. Then he gets all of his fishing stuff together, goes, good night, Dad, and leaves. So that was another funny moment. But Alan and Corey head in to the house and they have a heart to heart.
I didn't have anything else to do because Grandma didn't show up.
I've been there.
Wait a minute, she did this to you?
Hey, pick a category. You like sports? Birthdays? You like rocket ships?
I'll take rocket chips.
All right. One day, my class was supposed to go on this field trip to the Franklin Museum of Science, see the Man in Space exhibit.
Cool.
Yeah, it would have been. Except that Grandma forgot to return the permission slip, so I didn't get to go.
I've been there.
Yeah, me too, and I felt just the way you're feeling now.
Did you hate her?
Well, no, it's kind of hard to hate her, Corey, you know, because a couple of months later, she woke me up in the middle of the night, she bundles me up, she throws me in the Winnebago. We drive for 2 days and two nights.
Where'd she take you?
Cape Canaveral. Mercury 3, first American in space. My classmates are back in Philadelphia looking at a little black and white TV. You know, I'm there feeling the heat from the rocket on my face.
Grandma took you all the way to Cape Canaveral?
See, Grandma doesn't show love like other people do, but she loves you no matter what you think. She just shows love in her own way. And when she's with you, she wants it to be so special that you'll always remember.
I always do remember.
Yeah, so do I. When that rocket took off and a smile on my face was a mile wide, and all America was watching their little TV set, I remember that my mother was watching me.
Grandma is back. So, Grandma shows up to the house. Obviously, much later, she apologizes to Corey, promises the next time she's in town, she's gonna make it out to him. And Corey, because of hearing what happened to his father, he understands. And he knows that Grandma will definitely make it out to him. It is at this time that Eric comes running into the kitchen from outside. And Feeny is following. Tell your son to keep his hormones to himself, at least as long as my niece is in town. And then Grandma decides to face off with Mr. Feeny.
Excuse me, I will not be jerked around.
Oh, well, excuse me, but as the matriarch of this family, not to mention a card-carrying member of the Kiwanis Club, I can personally vouch for the fact that this fine young man has been up in his room for the past 20 minutes.
And excuse me, Miss Kiwanis, but how could you know that? When I just saw you pull up in your Winnebago and run over my mum's not 40 seconds ago.
Who is this guy?
My teacher.
Does he give you straight A's?
No.
And why not?
Have you talked to the boy?
Okay, Teach. You just better kiss the rest of those mums goodbye.
Who is that woman?
My grandma. Don't you just love her?
No, I don't.
That was another laugh out loud moment for me. Have you talked to the boy? So, in the final scene, Corey and Sean are in his bedroom looking at his baseball card binder, which really brought me back to my childhood. I mean, kids today, they really do not buy and trade sports cards anymore. The 90s were a special time. But Sean is admiring the rookie card of a famous baseball player that Grandma got him. And he's like, how did your grandmother get this for you? And Corey's like, well, she got it for $7 at a swap meet. And Sean's like, impossible. This is like a $150 card. And Corey goes, or maybe she shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And with that, we reach the hilarious and epic conclusion to season 1, episode 7 of Boy Meets World, Grandma Was a Rolling Stone. I give this episode 5 out of 5 Feenies, despite the lack of Topanga Lawrence. This had so many laugh out loud moments for me. It is one of my favorite episodes of season 1. I loved Rue McClanahan and the role of Grandma. Carrie Russell, no Daniel Fishel, but, you know, not too bad on the eyes, if I do say so myself. And a lot of laugh out loud moments. The Mr. Feeny, are you dating a teenage girl line? The Have you talked to the boy line? I mean, so many great moments that made me laugh. So 5 out of 5 Feenies. I also really enjoyed really the first time we get to see Eric and Feeny have a one-on-one conversation. It was a nice little preview as to what will come over the next several seasons of Boy Meets World. Now, it is time for Boy Meets World Trivia. Boy Meets World Trivia. And if you have not guessed what the trivia question is for this week, it is, what baseball player's rookie card does Corey Matthews receive? So name the baseball player whose rookie card Grandma gives Corey and whose autograph he was supposed to get. You have a hint. I told you, he is a legendary baseball player. He's a very well-known baseball player. And he has something to do with the city of Baltimore. So, if you think you know the answer, tweet me at MMWPod. I am also interested to know, besides a shout out on air, what are some possible prizes you might like to receive if you are the winner of Boy Meets World Trivia. Boy Meets World Trivia. So, follow me on Twitter at MMWPod, that is at MMWPOD. Check out Man Meets World on Stitcher, YouTube, and of course our home site, fans.experts.com. Follow my producer, editor, and the founder of fans.experts at Mikey_C on Twitter. By the way, Mike, happy birthday. And of course, subscribe, download, listen, and leave a review of Man Meets World on iTunes. Leave a review, and as I said at the beginning of the episode, I will read it on the air. At FanSlim, you're getting your song in episode 8. Until then, class dismissed.